Real-time marketing and PR. How to instantly engage your market, connect with customers, and create products that grow your business now. Author, David Meerman Scott. Wake up, it's revolution time. In a world where speed and agility are now essential to success, most organizations still operate slowly and deliberately, cementing each step months in advance, responding to new developments with careful but time-consuming processes. This time lag can leave your businesses fatally exposed if you don't adapt your course and your culture to the new environment. Playing by the new rules. In Chicago, on March 31, 2008, singer-songwriter David Carroll and fellow members of the Sons of Maxwell, a Canadian pop folk band, were flying home in Halifax, Nova Scotia, for 1 week tour of Nebraska with United Airlines. When the United baggage handlers tossed their instruments, smashing Dave's $3,500 Taylor guitar. Dave spent months phoning and emailing United in pursuit of $1,200 to cover the cost of repairs. At each step, United staff refused to accept responsibility and shuffled him off, from telephone reps in India to the central baggage office in New York to the Chicago baggage office. The system was designed to frustrate customers into giving up their claims, but Dave was not without options. So, when after 9 futile months, Dave got a flat no and was told he would not receive any form of compensation from United, he didn't stand helpless. He responded by doing what he does best. He wrote a song about the incident and posted it on YouTube on July 6, 2009, under the title United Breaks Guitars. A catchy tune with memorable lyrics tells the tale of the saga of how his guitar was broken. Within just 4 days, the video reached 1 million views on YouTube. And then other millions followed. Momentum built from July 8th to the 11th is up to 100 bloggers a day alerted their readers on the video. On the other hand, as millions of potential customers saw a video that persuasively cast its brand in the worst possible light, negating the values of tens of millions of dollars in media advertising, United Airlines chose to make absolutely no response. This is a story about speed in media relations, real-time market engagement, real-time production creation, and a company that chose not to connect with customers. Real-time power law. The power law concept governs the distribution of data where a large concentration of events is followed by a quick drop-off to a long tail of continuing but less frequent events. The popularity of websites is a good man-made example. A few extremely popular sites like Google and Wikipedia get millions of visitors per day. But the traffic pattern quickly trails off to the millions of sites that only get a handful of visitors per day. The power law governs the dissemination of breaking news in real-time environment. Online, the number of story occurrences spikes quickly as news breaks. That is followed by a quick trail off in the rate in which stories are produced. Understanding and heeding this law is critical. If you don't, when something important happens in your backyard, it will be over before you even react. If you've got to react quickly to the news, if not first, then early, not late, we need to understand that once the news is out all over, the chance of profit is gone, and that instant market commentary and analysis delivered at precisely the right moment drives action. Real-time law of normal distribution. Where the power law describes the pattern likely to occur as news of immediate and widespread significant breaks, the trajectory of stories that built over time and described by a second law, the law of normal distribution, one blogger throws off a spark, saying something outrageous or insightful. A few people who will notice will react with blog posts, tweets, or emails to friends. As people in this second wave begin to discuss the issue, momentum starts to build. Eventually, a reporter picks up on the conversation and writes about it in the mainstream media. From that point, the story catches fire, as we saw with Dave Carroll's guitar. This is how worldwide rave can start. Communicating in real time. The more people you have in an organization, the tougher it is to communicate in real time. In a command and control environment, where no action can be taken without authority, without consultation, without due progress, any individual who shows initiative can be squashed. The challenge is to develop a new balance and empowers employee initiative but offers real-time guidance when it's needed, like a hotline to an higher authority. How to engage the media in real time. Knock on doors the media have created. as more and more media outlets make use of photos, videos, and commentary from the public in their reporting, utilizing these applications is a great place to start to engage. Using hashtags in your Twitter messages. Use your blog or online media room to get your voice heard. Send a media alert. A media alert is similar to a press release, but it's intended to provide reporters with a specific but information that they are writing about a current topic. Hold a news conference with a live streaming video feed. Do a live streaming video feed of your news conference, so that people who cannot physically be present still can see and hear what is being said in the real time. What are they saying about your company? 1. Tracking those you know. The first priority is to listen to bloggers, analysts and journalists and others who talk frequently about you and your business. 2. Staying on top of the millions of discussions going on right now. Create a comprehensive list of search items relevant to your activities. Include the names of your company, executives, competitors, customers, prospects, products, plus any relevant phrase. Every term you can think of, monitor your search terms on Twitter too. 3. Turning around a critic. Sooner or later, anyone who monitors what people say in real time will come across an upset customer who has nothing but bad things to say about the company and its products. It's great when this happens because it's occasions like this that present real-time engagement teams with great opportunities to deliver value. When people vent their frustrations on social media, they don't just expect a response from the company. They assume companies are too big or too preoccupied to care about engaging them. When your company engages in real time, it shocks the complainer, frequently turning a critic into a supporter. 4. Responding anyway. Instant response is the ideal in engagement in the public social media. Of course, you won't always have a magic answer at hand, but jump in immediately nonetheless. Identify yourself, sympathetically acknowledge the beef, and promise to find an answer. Simply being there in real time is what's important. Connect with your market. Is there anything more impersonal or unfriendly than, please choose from the following 8 options, followed by 10 minutes of hold music. Sadly, an automated telephone attendant, plus maybe an email from the website, is all that connects most companies to their customers. Today, any company can do better than that and grow the business by doing it. Smart companies are learning, social media and mobile devices are creating huge opportunities for real-time response and proactive contact with customers. Finding ways to interact with customers on a regular basis and in real time is something of an art form. But if you can have the right creative approach, social media will make communication instant, easy, and free.